here tonight to worship God in spirit and in truth, and it encourages me to be able to stand before you and study with you. So grateful for this opportunity. If you have your Bible, if you'll be turning with me to the Gospel of John in the 19th chapter, that's where our study will come from this evening, John chapter 19. I'm supposed to hit some button. Did I do it right? Okay. All right. John chapter 19, and I would like for you to read with me verse 2. And the soldiers twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe. I've tried to imagine in my mind what it was like when Jesus had been betrayed by his own. Denied by Peter, betrayed by Judas, forsaken by all his disciples. And I've tried to picture in my mind as they arrest him and take him before the high priest in what would be called a mockery of a trial. And he's eventually led to Pilate's hall, where Pilate tried to rid himself of any responsibility, saying, "I see no evil in this man. I do not see any wrongdoing." And he sends him to Herod, and Herod sends him back, and thus Pilate has Jesus on his hands. And you'll find that the Roman soldiers mock him and beat him and belittle him. And in John 19, you'll find in verse 2 that after they scourged him, that the soldiers twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head. I've often thought about that crown of thorns. And I believe it would do us good to stop and think about thorns in the Master's crown. And let us look at some things that hurt Jesus deeply. And we're not going to be talking about literal thorns tonight, but we're going to talk about things that hurt the Master. You could call them thorns in the Master's crown. The first thing I want us to think about is that when Jesus stood before the people, one thing that hurt him was after they had turned him over to Pilate, you can find the thorn of disbelief. In John chapter 1, in verse 11, the divine word of God said, "He came to his own, and they received him not." The Jews did not believe he was the prophesied Messiah of old, that he was the Christ, the Son of the living God. And they did not believe his claims to be who he said he was. They had no trouble delivering him up to be crucified. They had no trouble calling out to Pilate that his blood be upon us and upon our children. And you'll find that those individuals at that day and time did not believe him to be the Christ. Can you imagine Jesus, who left the ivory palaces of heaven and came down and walked upon his own creation, putting on robes of flesh, now has had that flesh scourged and has had that crown of thorns driven into his head? But can you imagine the pain the thorn of disbelief caused when the people had hardened their heart? But then if you take your Bible, turn with me to the book of Matthew and the 27th chapter. And when you come to the book of Matthew and the 27th chapter, I want you to get a picture of a second thorn. In Matthew 27 and verse 18, notice that Pilate knew that the Jews had handed Jesus over because of envy. Can you imagine the thorn of hatred and envy being pushed down upon the head of the Son of God? Enmity, the thorn of hatred, the thorn of somebody who is opposed to you. And can you see the hatred the people had for the Son of God? They wanted to see him suffer. Now one might ask, what would cause this enmity and strife? Well, you'll find, first of all, they were envious of him. They didn't want him taking away their positions of authority and undermining their teaching. They didn't want him to take away their livelihood and teach the truth about Annas's bazaars and all the things that they were doing. So Jesus came, and he never violated one law of God, but they were angry that he did not keep their customs. So you'll find not only the thorn of disbelief being put down upon the head of Christ, but you can see the thorn of enmity being pushed into the brow of the Son of the living God. But then think about a third thing. If you have your Bible in Matthew 27, notice, if you will, in verse 39, those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads, saying, "You who destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." You know what I see when I look at that? I see people who not only blaspheme, but I see the thorn of apathy. I see people who were indifferent. They pass by the cross, wagging their heads, mocking him. They're indifferent to him. They do not care who he said he was. Their attitude was, if you are who you say you are, come down. Some hated him. Some looked at him with apathy. Now, hatred could be talked about as an extreme, but I'll tell you, my friend, apathy is another extreme. When someone doesn't care one iota about you, and all they see is a problem, or all they see is a person not worthy to be dealt with, then I'll tell you, my friend, that is a thorn in the crown. But then if you take your Bible, look, if you will, in the book of Acts in the 3rd chapter. And when you come to the book of Acts in the 3rd chapter, notice, if you will, at verse 17. In verse 17, we find a 4th thorn that would be in the crown of the Son of the Living God. And that is the thorn of ignorance. Notice that Peter, when he is preaching upon Solomon's portico, he is telling the people of that day and time that they had crucified the Son of the Living God. And then he says in verse 17, "You know, brethren, I know you did it in ignorance, as did also you rulers. But those things which God foretold by the mouths of all his prophets, that the Christ would suffer, he has thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." Notice, my friend, that they said, "I understand what you did. You did in ignorance. You didn't have knowledge. You didn't have wisdom. You were ignorant of his deity." And he said, "But I want you to understand that this Jesus whom you crucified," as he said in Acts 2 on the day of Pentecost, "God has made both Lord and Christ." And although they crucified him in ignorance, although they did it without knowing what they were doing, that did not ease the pain. They should have believed in who he was. He'd done the miracles. He'd given the signs. He had taught the teaching. He'd shown them everything that the prophets of old had foretold would be shown. And yet they still did not believe him. In John chapter 11 and 12, you'll find after Lazarus had been raised from the dead, what did they do in John 12? They said, "We need to take his life." The people are starting to follow him. They did not want people following the Son of the Living God. I want to take that. I want to make application in the lesson, Jerks. The first thing I want us to think about is there are still thorns being thrust into the skull and into the brow of the Son of God. The first thing I want us to think about is the thorn of disbelief. Many people still impale Jesus with this thorn. They do not believe he's the Son of God. And today, man has been more concerned about being politically correct than being biblically correct. And today, we're so concerned about not offending anybody that we don't stand for anything. And I'll tell you, my friend, if we're not careful, instead of worrying about man's thinking, we'll forget what God has revealed to us. And I'll tell you what is the most important thing is being God-pleasers rather than man-pleasers, as Paul says in Galatians chapter 1. One may choose not to believe Christ in his word, but I'll tell you one thing, my friend. If one does not believe and one does not put his faith in God and does not obey God, in eternal hell he'll believe. But that brings up a second thought. Have you thought about the thorn of enmity? That love with the world is enmity with God. And we're told to not love the world. Look at what is said in 1 John chapter 2. In 1 John chapter 2, when John is writing his epistle, he warns the people not to love the world. He says in verse 15, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away in the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. But then if you take your New Testament, look in James chapter 4. And in James chapter 4, look at verse 4. When James said, "Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God?" When we love the world over Christ, we're pushing down on the Master's crown of thorns into the brow. We're bringing more pain upon the Son of the living God who came to take us and to deliver us from our sin. But I'll tell you, there's something else. There's the thorn of apathy. Indifference towards Christ. And that has to be one of the greatest insults. How can one be indifferent to what Jesus did for man? In Revelation 3, you read about the church of Laodicea. They were neither hot nor cold, but they were lukewarm. They were indifferent. You know, my friend, if someone... I've had young people come to me after they've had problems, and they'll say, "You know something, I'm not over them yet because I don't hate them." I said, hatred's not the opposite of love. Hatred and love are both strong emotions. I'll tell you what the opposite of love is: indifference. When you don't care at all. And that's where a lot of people are in this world. They may not hate God, but they don't care one iota about Him. And that's almost worse than hating. Because hating Him, He said, "I'd rather you be cold or hot." Your very coldness can drive you to the fire. But when you don't care anything, and you're just lukewarm, then, my friend, you are dangerous ground indeed, and you're pushing on the thorns of Christ. But finally, I want you to think about the thorn of ignorance. That hurts Christ. When we don't obey the Lord, even out of ignorance. You know, my friend, there's no excuse for us in our modern day not to know the Word of God. We need to read. We need the Lord to teach the Lord. We need to be preaching the Word of God. In your Bible, back in the book of Acts, in the 17th chapter, you remember when they were speaking on this occasion in Acts 17, and notice what Paul said to the Athenians in verse 30. "Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent." On the day of judgment, ignorance will not be an excuse. And what my prayer is tonight is that we don't impale Christ with the thorns anymore. That we don't lay upon Him more hurt. But that we look at Him and believe in Him and we put our faith in Him and we obey Him and we love Him and keep His commandments. And that one day we'll be with Him. My friend, if you want to live with Him, you have to live for Him. And we need to take the thorns out of the crown. And what we need to do is give Him the crown He deserves. As you read about in the Revelation, rather, they said they crowned Him with many crowns. The crown of life, the crown as King. He should be our King. If you need to obey the gospel, we pray you come tonight as together we stand and sing.